High in the Andes in Peru, in the Vilcabamba region, atop a peak just below the cloud canopies and crowns of distant mountains, there's a newly discovered site of a lost city of the Incas. The discovery is challenging the timelines about when the Inca Empire actually began. The site includes a burial platform, and it was first glimpsed on a hiking trip years ago by British photographer and explorer Peter Frost. It took him a long time to get a scientific expedition together, which he did under the auspices of National Geographic, and Peter Frost joins us on the line from his home in Cusco, Peru now. Peter, tell us what it's like to approach this site, would you?
As you approach it from the south, you come over a mountain range and you see this big ridge spread across the skyline in front of you, and I say big, it's enormous. And what you're seeing on this ridge ahead of you is mostly the lower parts are covered in forest and bamboo thickets and that kind of thing. And as you climb up, that gradually thins out. Now, this site that we've discovered is spread across this mountain slope in pockets and clusters of dwellings, which are built in places where the ground is level enough to support dwellings, because this slope is very steep.
It must have been thrilling to walk into for the first time. Was there a local name for this place?
Yes, the local name for the site is Corihuayracina. How do you like that?
I'd like to know what it means.
It's a Quechua word, and Cori means gold or silver ore in Quechua. Usually people conceive it mean gold, but ore, not worked gold. And then Waira means wind, you know. So, and the China is a Quechua suffix that puts the two words together as a place where you were using wind to separate gold or to work with the gold ore.
What does the discovery about this Incan city tell us that we hadn't known before from other places where they lived, like Machu Picchu, for example?
Our hope is that we will find signs of we have found signs of a fairly early Inca occupation, but it's too early to confirm that as a definite. But and we were hoping we can trace this occupation through to the classical Inca Empire period to the period of the Inca resistance. If we're able to prove some way that this was occupied during the Inca resistance to the Spanish period, then we have a very long continuous period of Inca occupation in an area where it's really the generally accepted theory doesn't allow an Inca occupation there as early as that we suspect that it might.
Peter Frost, what was it like to come to the top of the summit to this city? It took you several years to organize an expedition, and finally you got there.
Well, yeah, it took 2 years, and it was the culmination of months and months of preparation and a very hard slog to get in there. So when we finally started climbing that slope and ran into that first large Inca wall, there are a lot of feelings that go into a moment like that, you know, that relief, for one thing, to know that there definitely was something there. And then the emotion is simply knowing that this is something new. This was something nobody had seen other than the local Indian families had seen for hundreds of years. I was stunned. I was overwhelmed.
Peter Frost, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.